Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth every day. It's what I do, and I'm glad you're here to share it with me. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, gas-powered lawnmowers are the latest enemy of the state and the Green New Deal. Brown shirts, who are demanding compliance to all demands, eliminate lawnmowers now. Number two, the State Department Inspector General going to be investigating the facts behind the disastrous Afghanistan pullout and fares. It could be quite revealing. And number three, the ranks of the first responders being decimated by vaccine mandates that are leading to police officers, firefighters, paramedics, doctors, and nurses refusing to comply and losing their jobs. It's getting worse every day. And with the death of Colin Powell, who was fully vaccinated, is there any real faith anymore across this country? The vaccines do what we're told they'll do to keep us all safe. A lot of speculation out there over the death of Colin Powell. Some are saying, listen, this shows why we have to have the booster shot. Others are saying, this is why we don't need the shot at all. That's the argument in the wake of the death of the 84-year-old former Secretary of State. All over the country, the vaccine mandates are forcing critical personnel to leave. First responders are getting hit the hardest in places like San Francisco. Listen to this.
In a city of this size with the month of October and all the things that have been going on, that's going to put quite a dent into operations.
According to San Francisco's Police Officers Association, 120 sworn officers, 80 of them that work in the patrol division, will be off the job tomorrow after failing to comply with the city's vaccine mandate.
Now, some places are getting hit with a 1-2 punch, sometimes 3 and 4 punches. And that's because they're losing personnel at hospitals, fire stations, police officers. But in some places, the injury is being compounded by the defund the police movement that, believe it or not, still survives in some places, even though the lunacy of it is quite obvious. It's an idiot pursuit. The dumbest political slogan ever. Defund the police. Yeah, that's brilliant. In Milwaukee, where police officers have been cut by the efforts of defund the police, it's created similar dangers. Here's what's going on there.
You were wearing a bulletproof vest and you were armed yourself. Why is that?
I feel like I live in a war zone and I was prepared to go to war.
His girlfriend did not suffer physical injuries but says she is traumatized.
The city of Milwaukee residents should not feel threatened, should not feel like if they step outside their doors that they're going to be met with, you know, guns and, you know, aggravated assaults and, you know, driving, you know, that could potentially kill them.
He pleads with the city and Milwaukee police to find the gunman.
I need them to, you know, work this case as if it happened to them.
Crime out of control all over this country, like it is there in Milwaukee. And the solution is mandates. Require your police force to have full vaccinations or we'll fire those officers. At a time when the police officer numbers in this country are already depleted. This is the plan put forth by too many cities, putting more people at risk, creating more violent crime, more crime in general, property crimes, violent crimes, rapes, murders, thefts. And the plan is to continue to push more officers to the curb. How does this make any sense? The COVID numbers in this country are plummeting. Again, most of the people in this country have gotten vaccinated. So let's move on, shall we? By the way, Chicago could also see a lot less officers on the street because of these vaccine mandates. The mayor, Lori Lightweight, keeps pushing bad policy after bad policy. This is just the latest. Listen.
What we've seen from the Fraternal Order of Police, and particularly the leadership, is a lot of misinformation, a lot of half-truths, and frankly, flat-out lies in order to induce an insurrection. And we're not having that. And so we want to make it very, very clear that the law is on our side. We feel very confident about it. And what he said even after what I heard that he said even after the lawsuit was filed and we notified them is urging members of the department to ignore their chain of command.
Yeah, so here she is hitting back at the Fraternal Order of Police saying this is not a good plan. We do not want to have some sort of a compliance problem because of vaccine mandates. Just let us do our job. Didn't happen, of course. You can hear the mayor there taking shots at police officers and their refusal to get the vaccines. You can see what's happening there. Meanwhile, here's the latest headline. Washington State, their football coach, Nick Rolovich, and four assistants out. They're out, refusing state-mandated COVID-19 vaccines. Rick Rolovich out as Washington State's football coach, refusing to become vaccinated against COVID-19, a requirement for all state employees. And he's a football coach at a state school, so therefore he's an employee. Governor Jay Inslee had set a deadline of Monday for thousands of state employees, including the Cougars coach, to be vaccinated. Assistant coaches Ricky Logo, John Richardson, Craig Stutzman, and Mark Weber also out. It's a disheartening day for our football program, said Athletic Director Pat Chun. Our priority has been and will continue to be the health and well-being of the young men on our team. The leadership on our team is filled with young men of character, selflessness, and resiliency, and we're confident these same attributes will help guide this program as we move forward. Yeah. Jake Dickard has been elevated to interim head coach. He was the defensive coordinator. You know, and while we're playing games with this all over this country, other countries are just setting their sights on the United States, feasting upon us. While we worry about pronouns in the military, China's building hypersonic missiles that have nuclear capabilities. While we're distracted by nonsense, we're going to get torn down by things of substance, things that matter. Enough with the vaccine mandates. There's no evidence that they work. There's no evidence they work to get us to where we wanted to be, which was herd immunity. Herd immunity should have happened by now. And maybe it is, because maybe that's why the numbers are going down. But once again, we find ourselves sitting here going, look, fully vaccinated Colin Powell dies. Well, we need more vaccines. Fully vaccinated should mean something for a lot longer than 3 or 4 months. Fully vaccinated should mean something more. Now, Colin Powell, he had a type of blood cancer. He also had Parkinson's disease. He had other debilitating issues. So maybe there's a lot more to the story. Challenged in other ways. But it is sad to say, you know, you lose somebody because the vaccines that they promised us would do so much more seem to have done so much less. That's all. Still to come, the hunt for Brian Laundry continues. In fact, some poor guy that looked like Brian Laundry, you know, the fugitive man. Did he have a rough night? We'll tell you about that coming up. Plus, lawnmowers out. Now listen, I don't think it's the worst idea I've ever heard. Illegal lawnmowers? Can't have that? Don't mow your lawn. I can think about that. Maybe a liberal idea that I'm in love with. I can think about it at least. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair. Those who built and have preserved our country didn't despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our founding fathers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them still today. The great news is that we can all study these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our homes. Through Hillsdale's free online courses, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, and the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined, and more importantly, how it can be recovered. My friends, as we fight in defense of family, faith, and freedom, let us draw on the best of the past with Hillsdale's guidance to save the greatest nation on earth. Begin learning today at GruberForHillsdale.com. That's GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for